blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor.
Your kingdom shall
Hallelujah.
Setting. Thank you for Don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Jesse.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning. So good to have you all here today. How many of you enjoy Sunday? Being in the presence of God? Isn't that awesome? Isn't it? Are you excited about it? Boy, it's just awesome. We can come together and, you know, no matter what else goes on, we can come here and just receive from God. And we can come here and bless God and commune with Him, fellowship with Him. And it's just a privilege that we have the opportunity to do that even today. All you got to do is make up in your mind you're going to receive from God. How many of you believe that God has something for you today? Amen? I'm excited about it. We're here, and we're here for a reason. And God wants to do something for you. Amen? Turn to somebody and say, God wants to do something for you. All right. This is offering time. I've got some envelopes. If you're giving by cash and would like one, praise God. Thank you. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God, isn't He? When you have your seed, just stand up and lift it up to God. Hallelujah. Sunday is the Lord's Day. Of course, you know every day is the Lord's Day. But Sunday is set apart. It's dedicated to God for God's purpose. We yield ourselves completely. So in this offering time, I just want you to offer up your seed to God. This is between you and God. And I just want you to bless God with your seed this morning. Amen? If you really want to receive on the seed that you're planting today, bless God with it first. Touch God's heart with it. Amen. You know it blesses God when we give, and numbers don't impress God. How many zeros that are on the check, that doesn't impress God. Amen. Obedience is what impresses God. Amen. Obedience is what gets it done. Right. So I trust you've heard God. I just want you to bless God with your seed this morning. Lord, we love you, Father, and we thank you, God. You are a good God, a holy God, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you are here with us today, that your presence is here, your power is here, for your will to be accomplished in our lives. Father, I thank you that your anointing is here on your word, Father, to go forth this morning and to produce fruit in your kingdom. We are excited, Father, about what you have in store for us today. Father, this is your day, and we set it apart for you, and we bless you right now with seed, Father. We bless you, Father, out of the abundance that you've blessed us with and are blessing us with, and we give back to you, God. Lord, I pray, Father, that whatever it is that you're looking to do on this earth, that our obedience today will help that to be accomplished, Father. Lord, I thank you that you choose to use us. And depend on us, Father, to work in this world and in this area. So we open ourselves up. And Lord, we surrender to you, Father. And we accept that position of being used by you. And we fully accept all the blessings that come along with it, Father. I thank you, Father. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can bring your offerings.
He's so good.
So good.
I love him. I love to see the smiling faces. Can we get a little air in here, Jesse? Or I'm going to take this jacket off. Let everybody see how big these pants are. Isn't the Lord good?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Let's get a lot of light in here. Isn't God wonderful, people?
Yes, it is.
And aren't you just excited about life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. So wonderful. Let's just bless the Lord in our prayer language just for a bit. Thank you, Sister Betty. Oh, dear. Praise God. Thank you. My. Go right here, really quickly, to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Says, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, if I have not charity, I am absolutely nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me what? Charity suffers a real long time. Charity is kind. It envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. It doesn't even think evil. Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
It doesn't even think crazy. You know, there's a realm of love you can walk in where you just stop thinking crazy. Anybody just thought crazy? You know, things happen, you know, when people learn to get into the love walk. You know that when we're out of the spirit, we're out of the love walk, anything can happen. You just think the worst. You know, when you just worry, you know, if you're upset at somebody, you're not walking in love with that individual, and just one little thing happens that they do and they're around, boy, you're going to look at them, and you're going to think the wrong thought. I knew they meant it. Amen? I knew that they meant it. I knew it was deliberate. It was a plan. It was a scheme. But, you know, we can walk in a way, amen, to where we don't allow our head to take us down trippy paths. You ever seen people always tripping because they refuse to walk in love? How would you like to have a pure mind to where you think, you don't think evil, you're just not going to get sidetracked to think evil. All right. It says, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It beareth all things, and believeth all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Charity never faileth, my Lord. You know, we were talking earlier about walking in championship or just winning, not losing, just winning. How many times are you losing? Well, I tell you what, if you don't want to lose anymore, pick up the love walk. The love walk will never fail. Let me say hallelujah. You can just walk in supernatural love in anything, and God will deliver you and set you free. Someone says, it takes two to love. No, it doesn't. Amen. If you walk in love, it'll get the one that won't love out of your life. Amen. And bring the one that will to you. Amen. So don't ever. They're over there. We're going to be in trouble this morning. Hallelujah. So we've got to learn to walk in love. And love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, see, people can get tripped up on stuff. Everybody say, we can get, you're seeing people, you know, that just have no, just not nice. Can be supernaturally and big time spiritual. I mean, can prophesy the wallpaper off the wall. But just no love whatsoever. Say this right here. Where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And I've seen that before. You know, people that don't walk in love, you know. I was riding a car with a friend of mine one time. We were rolling down the road. She was in some hardcore intercession. Hallelujah. We were rolling down the road. Just praying up a storm. Somebody cut her off. That prayer language ceased. Amen. So I'm saying, have you ever seen people like, I mean, they'll pull you out of the spirit real quick, you know? I've seen people break in fights and prayer meetings. They'd be praying in tongues and then tongues cease. Glory to God. So I say, hallelujah. See, there are a lot of people saying, let me just pray in tongues so I don't go off. No. You know, anger will outweigh that tongue big time if you haven't learned to develop love. You can't pray yourself in tongues out of rage. You've got to develop love.
Yes.
Amen. We got a lot of tongue-talking devils all around the place. Good Lord, will bite your head off.
Yes,
amen. Then pray for you. Amen. Amen. So let's say praise God.
Praise God.
I mean, they pray for you, praying for the opportunity to bite your head off.
Yes.
So you got to learn. Amen. Someone say, walk in love.
And you'll never fail.
You know what? It takes great faith. I mean, the greatest measure of faith you could ever have is faith to walk in love. Faith to trust God's word. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, and love is not based on what the other individual does or what. It's just based. Hey, look, if Jesus said I should walk this way, I'm going to win.
Amen.
So we put all of our faith in God's word. And his word to us was what? Love one another. How many have faith to walk in love? Love will always have you do the right thing. Love will always empower you.
Amen.
When you feel like quit, when you feel like giving up, hallelujah. Love will cause you to do what God wants you to do. So it says, listen, prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. See, that means if we just walk in our own knowledge, you know, we just roll on, you know, we can get so dizzied out in prophetic words, God said, do this. You know, we can get so caught up even in vision. You know, vision is a form of prophecy. We get vision, and you can get ministries, and you get right on the right path. You know, we can get up there and say, this is what God wants us to do in the nation's church. We're going to get it done, no matter how many heads we have to take along the way. Was that praise the Lord? You can get vision, you can get prophecy, or God told you something. You ever seen people, they got a word from God that just made them mad? God told everybody else wrong, they were right. Just the Spirit on them. Amen. It says, listen, for we know in part. You may know a whole lot of stuff. I've seen that before. I've been around this thing. I've been away for 30 years. I went to Bible school. I know these people. No, I know her. You know, I know this one. Someone say, I know. Yeah, I mean, you may know how the game goes, how the thing plays out. I mean, you might even have a prophetic word on the whole thing. Someone say, but it's only in part. You can have a great prayer life and be so close to God. I mean, you on your knees, but I tell you what, until you decide to get over to the realm of love, it's only part. God will only reveal certain things as we walk in love. He will only release certain things that we walk in love. So you can be the spiritual giant, but be part messed up. Amen. Say hallelujah. Where did there be knowledge, it shall vanish away, for we know in part. You only know part of it. You know, we try to work through stuff because we figure we can get all, we can get the truth out, we can work through this thing. You know, we're going to argue it out, battle it out, do whatever we got to do. Listen, we get all the knowledge about it. We figure out what's really going on. Somebody say, it's only part of it. You can get a prophetic word about it. You go to your girlfriend, and you're going to pray about it, and all of a sudden she got the word. Well, sister, that's what you're dealing with. This person has this spirit here. Somebody say, it's only part. How long? Yeah, all this mess. All this mess. And wonder why we're still staggering. I mean, spiritual giants still in trouble, still not able to overcome. So say it's only part of it. There's a whole other part that you can walk in that will help you prevail. And that's the love walk. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I just put away childish things.
Amen.
There are some people just need to grow up in God.
Amen.
I mean, does that mean, listen, that mean, he said, listen, you can prophesy and watch speak in tongues. That means you can still be a big baby speaking in tongues. You can still be a big baby prophesying. You can be the biggest baby that there is to have out there. If you're not walking in love, listen, when you walk in love, you stop trying to get over on your gifts and all this silly stuff. You just make up your mind, listen, if I walk in love, it's going to be all right. Love will prevail. That means you stop talking in tongues? No. Amen. That means you stop prophesying? No. That just means you realize that it's love that's going to get the job. Amen. Love is the real power of God, people. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as I am known. Somebody say hallelujah. Now abideth faith. Somebody say thank God for that. Hope and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of all of these things is charity. Now let's go on over. Some said, just be nice. Because if we learn to love one another, we just eat a meal and love one another, you know, during that little fellowship time that we got, just get out there and somebody else just gets nice, just come nice to somebody, we can get out of that, we go to that Friday night service and just consummate what love has already worked in the fellowship. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Go to Isaiah chapter 61. Life becomes really easy when you know what you're called to do and what you're called to be, and then also you know how to get it done. We just need to have a place where people can come and get loved on, even with their hang-ups. Whoop-de-doo. You know? Who cares? People just need to come to a place where they can just get love. No matter where they are. No matter who they are. No matter what they do. Amen? It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he had anointed me to preach good news. That's why we're still here. For that anointing's still here. So I said, praise the Lord. This place should be about nothing. I mean, really, all we got to accomplish in this place are those two things. One, stand in love so that we won't fail in preaching the good news. Just stand in supernatural love. Who cares what everybody thinks? Who cares what people say? But we just want to get to the point to where we just, hey, look, I'm going to walk into that church no matter what time service starts, no matter who shows up, I'm going to find me somebody to love. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to love the hell out of somebody today. Amen? Say it again. Glory to God. There are certain people you can't get. I'm serious. There are certain devils won't move into you. Somebody said, love never fails. I'd love to make a statement like that. Chase the devils away. Glory to God. Put that on a billboard. Amen. Come here. Let us love the hell out of you. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There are certain people that's the only thing that's going to work for them. That's literally what Jesus did. He came down here and he got with these people that nobody else wanted to get with. Everybody else thought, he said, listen, I'm going to get up here, I'm going to hang with these people, and I'm going to love the hell out of them. Are you qualified to be like Jesus? That's all he did. That's all you're called to do. Just walk into place, put a smile on your face, and love the hell out of somebody, and you'll win. I'm going to say, praise the Lord. It says, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Wow. There are some people that are so beat up, tore up, whooped down, defeated. I mean, man, the devil's been whooped them all their life to where, you know, they don't even want to think about tomorrow. There are some people that think they're so trash they don't even need to go near the church parking lot.
Amen.
We say meek or defeated. That's who God sends us to. We need to give them the good news. See, a lot of times we think the gospel is all about patting people that think they're perfect on the back. That's what church is all about. You go there and get all the people that think they got all their stuff together and you get there and preach about everybody else. Amen. And other people in the church anyhow. And you just go preach their head big. Boy, we're better than everybody else. Thank God. Before you know it, we're going to have a little bit of heaven on earth. Cut this out. Cut that out. But Jesus came to the meek. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, you know, it's the sick people that need a doctor. Sick people need a doctor. He has sent, the Lord has anointed me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Thank God for an easy job. I had some good jobs one time. I had some great jobs, you know, and I was out there doing some stuff, really moving and shaking some stuff. And I went through an experience and lost my job. Can you believe that?
Yes,
sir. Dude was getting it back. Amen. But boy, I got blessed out of that job, and I went back. And after you have a good job, you lose it. You know, you don't want to go back out to that kind of arena again. I didn't want to see a suit, tie. I didn't want to see a bus. I didn't want to see a train. And I'm thinking, all I want to do is just get me some spending money and chill for a while. So the best place I could find to work, and I love this place, I found Roy Light. Rogers Restaurant. Amen? Anybody ever heard of Roy Rogers Restaurant? It was a great job. I tell you what, my friend was so concerned about me. Had gone to college and was sitting up there working the drive-thru at Roy Rogers Restaurant. Happy! I mean, just so happy, could have been there forever. I'd put your cream and sugar in the coffee for you right there in the drive-thru window. Stir it up. What do you want? I'd go to the thing. I'd work. I mean, y'all, I had a tight drive-thru window. It was a great job. You know why I like that job? I knew exactly what I had to do. Amen. Welcome to Rogers. How can I take your order? Life becomes easy when you know what you're called to do, whether it's a big thing or a simple thing. That's the thing it is with the gospel. Your relationship with God will become a lot easier when you find out what you're called to do. You'll find peace at it. And the peace is just, listen, stay in love. Just blank yourself. Just stay in love and preach the gospel to hurting people. Find some heart that's broken and try to put it back together again. That's why we're still here. And that's what the gospel, that's what Jesus came to do. And if Jesus came to do that, that's what he wants us to do. He said, I come to preach the gospel, but he clarified who he wanted to preach to. He didn't preach to everybody. He said, listen, I came to preach the gospel to me. I came to bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. And the open of prisons to those that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Who say mourn in Zion. To give unto them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for heaviness. Wow. That's real easy, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean, that's real easy. This is what church is all about. Let's find some broken-hearted, heavy people, put on a bad song, and let them put on praise that they may be called. Somebody say, hallelujah. Why? It didn't say what they do. It didn't say that they have to jump through any hoops. He said, listen, if you preach the gospel to them, amen, and give them joy, give them, somebody say hallelujah in this place this morning.
Hallelujah.
To the point to them that mourns are beauty for ashes and the oil of joy. Get them in here and make them happy. There's some brokenhearted people all around this community. I was looking at it Friday night. I said, wow, look at this. I tell you what, if we can get them in the joy of God, get them there on a Friday night, get them there any service, and just get them a little happy. Keep them happy for a while. Keep them in the joy of the Lord. You know what's going to happen after a while? 6 months later, 3 weeks later, 4 months later, doesn't care what that you think. Doesn't care what's going on in the meantime, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to start to be called trees of righteousness. Just because they came and you preached the good news, you just told them a good message, you gave them joy, you gave them praise, joy and praise, sooner or later they're going to be called righteous. All of a sudden something happens. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You just put them in the right thing. I mean, birds of a feather flock together. You become what you hang around. If you get them in the right atmosphere with the right word of, I tell you what, that word of God will not return to them void. Just get them in there sooner or later. They can call them a dog when they start out. They call everything but a child of God when they start out. But if you get them in the right place, I tell you what, somewhere, somehow, as time goes on, they're going to be called trees of righteousness.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how you get people in here. You just get them in the right place. It doesn't have to do with where they are. You're giving them something good. You get them in the right atmosphere with a place of love, acceptance, and grace. forgiveness and mercy and patience. Amen. He didn't call us to send anybody to hell. They're already going. We're here to get them out of hell. Grace and acceptance and love will help us do that. Amen. That's right. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There are people that come in here, who knows? I mean, they've been in jail before, you know. Where you been? Jail? Whoop-de-doo. Come on, Holiday. I got to love you some more. Don't ever get to the point, you know, you step people, you know, the devil had me so worked up this week. I didn't even want to go to church. I feel like a hypocrite. Well, you better run the church. Run to the, you'll never be called a tree of righteousness until you do. Run up there with all your mess. Amen. Brother Hersey said, well, people used to say, well, that's the thing about church, there's too many hypocrites in there. I saw this when I saw that. Whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. Everybody got to work out their own salvation. Amen. But they'll never be able to work anything unless they get a word. You got to start from someplace. I don't want to go to church. Too many hypocrites in there. You say, well, why do you want to go to hell with them? Amen. Spend eternity with them. Different people are at different places. And you've got to believe, amen, that as long as somebody says, just get in the door. Just hang with them a little bit. That's how they became like Jesus. That's how they got saved. He just called them where they were. He didn't change them when he called them. He found them fishing, that big mountain man fishing, carrying on, had a cussing devil, and he had the whole 3 years of ministry because he was cussing when they said, listen, you were walking with Jesus. He said, no, I remember some words. Amen. Let me use them. Hang just a little while longer. You'll change. Ain't no one better than the other either. Good Lord, I've seen some religious dogs. My goodness. Rip your heart out. Wouldn't care to go to heaven anymore. You know, you can tell the devil from God. God gave his son because he knew that nobody could get to heaven without him. So he had to give him Jesus. He gave his son to deliver us from hell because people couldn't get there on their own. And there are certain people that try to hold back Jesus. What do you mean hold back Jesus? Don't ever hold back God from anybody. David went through some raunchy times, didn't he? Hallelujah. But he kept running to Jesus. Hallelujah. And in the process of time, somebody said, love conquered. And love won. And love made him what he needed to be. And there are a whole lot, there's a big plan of the devil out there trying to get people distanced from God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. We don't market him. This ain't Hollywood. We don't have God on a contract. You know, you don't have to pay, you know, pay for who Jesus. You know? And let you think the way I think, do what I want you to do. Amen. You don't get access to him. He'll meet you right where you are. While we were yet sinners, he loved us and made us work. Does that mean you stay there? I ain't saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm telling you what, Jesus came to save sinners. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we just get them there, amen, hallelujah, and believe that God's grace, mercy, love, and power, amen, people start to get saved. People start to get changed. People start to get delivered. People start, you know, it's even written, people start to love each other. Because we realize what we're called to do, who we're called to be. I don't want to go there, but God's been dealing with me about religion. Nothing worse in the world than religion. Nothing uglier than religion. Nothing more than I don't want to teach it, I don't want to go there, amen. But it's the truth. It's the truth. If you ever really want to get control of the city, sometimes he plants a church. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he gets on TV. Wears a collar. Hallelujah. Mexico with everybody, because we missed a whole lot of people off along the way because they weren't skipping the way you skip. And Jesus said, listen, I'll never leave you home forsaken. Church people come and go. Amen. Fads come and go. But there are a lot of people. God has always been there. Will always be there. Amen. Right where you are. That's where he's working. Amen. He'll never love you more. Amen. Never love you less. He's God. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Find yourself a love victim. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We understand this morning. We don't get to get out of here. Amen. Says this. There's two things we just want to get in there and find out what's going on. Why are we getting this whole place set up with all this furniture around here? We're setting it up so you can love some people. We've got much longer to go. Say something. Nobody's going to get transformed by listening to KSCJ. We think we can put a radio station on and just play the music and something's going to happen over the top of their head. We can change somebody's life. Never seen it once. Never seen it once. But I've seen people get around the right people. They've been taken by the hand. Amen. And see a change come. So let's set up a lot of rooms. Amen.
Amen.
Let's set up a whole lot of rooms and get some coffee cups. Amen. Amen. Get bullhorn up. Amen. Amen. Get a coffee cup and a smile and some love and some grace and some forgiveness. Amen. Amen. Go enjoy Jesus. Because you know what? You're going, it's a walk of faith. How many of you just, when you started out, Lord, you were just, it was like a plane that took off. There wasn't no rocky roads. You were never challenged. You know, never got upset. No, it's a walk of faith. So why are we going to put other people through the same junk you couldn't handle yourself? Some of you still going through, you just don't know it. Y'all probably tripping before you came to church. Amen. Amen. Some of you waiting to come to church to trip. Amen. So let's remember that as we're talking about evangelism, realize what we're called to do. Amen. We only got a little bit longer to love people. We'll be loving throughout all eternity, but we only got a little bit longer to love some of these people out of their state and out of their condition and out of their place. We can speak the truth in love. Amen. We can speak the truth in love. But you know what? I've seen people change. Amen. You can't beat the hell out of people, but you can love out. Amen. You can love it. Amen. And tell the truth. Amen. You wouldn't know they're wrong anyhow. You don't need to tell. Sometimes the Holy Ghost leads you to do it. You don't want to do it. Amen. You know they wrong. You know they on their wrong way, which you know. I believe we can win if we want to. Praise God. We get to be in church tonight. Isn't that good?
Oh,
hallelujah. We got a lot of seats and a lot of rooms to love people. Amen. Anybody willing to love somebody, we'll hook you up. I mean, we'll hook you up. I'll buy a living room set for you. Amen. And say, that's your love section. Amen. Amen. Watch what happens. Amen. Watch that power start to manifest. Watch the grace of God start to come. Amen. I don't want this part of it. I want it all. Amen. Amen. I want it all. Glory to God. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just pray just a bit. Hallelujah. Some say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, bless your people that they may be able to manifest your supernatural love. Give us opportunity to love others. And as that love anointing starts to roll, Father God, and rain in our lives, Father God, Lord, we can see supernatural breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We take chains off of people's necks, Father God, leashes, open prison doors, Father God. We send your grace, your anointing, your power, your mercy, and your love. And we know it's going to avail much right now. And we curse, Father God, guilt right now in the name of Jesus and condemnation. Let conviction roll, Father God. But we rebuke the spirit of condemnation right now in the name of Jesus. Nobody's ever trapped in anything they won't be able to get out of. Everybody's got a future no matter where they are. No matter what they've done. No matter how fast they learn or how slow they learn, Father God. They're still open for business. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Teach us how to be like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, y'all have a cup of coffee before you go and find somebody to love. Amen. Oh, okay. Stop, y'all. Come on, it's Betty's birthday. All right, ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Betty. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you with a lot of money. May God bless you with a lot of money. May God bless you. May God.
Happy birthday, Betty. Lynette got your gift out the back of the truck. Oh, you the camera. I heard something first. You know?
Well, we do the fast songs first. You can like that. I go over there. I'm going to get that here for Christmas. I said, when you got a mic, it wasn't you.
Students of Christ for the Nations as they freely express their love for God in breath of heaven.
Thank you. what's going on?